Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
Thank God we don't get what we deserve. Thank God for showing us mercy. This is what mercy is. It's simply not getting what we do deserve. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. God's love, God's embrace. Mercy is lavished upon us. Mercy to lead us to heaven. But mercy has a condition. Different to love, love is unconditional. But mercy has a condition. The condition is for us to be able to, one, ask for it, two, to be able to receive it. Mercy is a gift from God. We just need to turn to God and say, God, here's my heart, here's my life. Here I am, I'm wanting to cooperate with your grace so that I can live in this mercy. But mercy is not given to us only for us. Mercy is shown to us so that we can give it to others. Think about it. When were you shown mercy in your own life? When were you shown grace in your own life? I have so many moments in my life where God showered me with grace and mercy. Moments where I was on the path to hell, on the path to destruction, and God allowed me to come back to his path of mercy. And as a consequence of this, I don't want to keep it to myself. I want to tell the world about this mercy. This is how we built Icon Ministry. We built it on this principle of showing God's love, God's mercy to the world. Because a world that is separated from God is a condemned world. But a world that turns to God is a world that has hope for salvation. Here is the power of testimony. Share with the world what God has done for you. Show them, tell them about how God showed mercy in your life. Because testimony changes lives. We have seen it over and over and over again when it came to the resurrection. The apostles, Thomas, how did he end up in the upper room a week later? Well, because of the testimony of those apostles that spoke to him about what Jesus had done. He was a skeptic. He was hardened to the testimony. He didn't listen for a while, but then he started to think about it, to mull over it, and eventually went to the upper room and was able to touch the side and the hands of Jesus. And he cried out, "My Lord and my God." Wow! That is a cry for mercy. My Lord, meaning you be the King of my life, and my God, you be the God of my life. There's no greater surrender than to say, my Lord and my God. So let's, this Divine Mercy Sunday, ask the Lord for his mercy. Let's ask that he be the Lord of our lives, but also that we receive this grace, this mercy, and share it with others. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. we invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com. And we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.